You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 177. So today we're talking about the power of I am statements. And I had a massage a few weeks ago, and I had this realization during the massage while I was consciously creating I am statements and affirmations. This is what I'm going to share with you. But first, I want to just talk about I am statements and the power of them. So I am is one of the most powerful statements we can make. Think about it. Whatever you say that follows I am is really starting the creation of it. It defines who you believe you are. Every time you think or say I am, you're defining yourself. You are affirming I am. What follows I am is creating your reality. It's what we become. So think about all of the I am statements in your life. How often do we find ourselves saying things like, oh my gosh, I'm just so aware of this all the time. And I change my thoughts, but I am tired. So specifically with that one, I typically might change it to I am feeling tired, because when I sit there and tell myself over and over again that I am tired, does it help me? No, I get more and more tired. I am sad, I am dumb, I am lazy, I am alone, I am not good enough. So I talk about this all the time because our self-talk and how we treat ourselves is so critical to your health and well-being. And, you know, these are affirmations. You are affirming your identity, how you see yourself, your traits, every time you say, I am. And of course, it could also be a label like, you know, I am a sister, I am a doctor, I am a gardener, I am a burlesque dancer, you know, whatever that is. But I want to give you a second to just really open up and consider and think about what are your typical or common I am statements. And, you know, thinking back to a few weeks ago, episode 175, your May 2024 podcast and affirmation. The final sentence in this month's affirmation is, I am vibrantly healthy and happy inside and out. So, you know, if you've been listening and you know me, you know how I feel about affirmations. I love them. But I also want to be super realistic about them. So another I am statement to switch that, but that might be more accessible or actually meaningful would be, I am willing to believe I can be vibrantly healthy and happy inside and out. So go back and listen to episode 175. I also have another episode that I shared. The episode is one of my go-to affirmations, and it's episode 66. And this affirmation I actually shared on last week's episode with such an amazing conversation with my friend Ophira Eisenberg. If you have not listened to that, you gotta listen. She is just, I love her, and that episode is so good. So, oh my gosh. Okay, speaking of just sharing, so I had shared a few episodes ago on the the May's affirmation and forecast that my mom had a heart valve replacement. And long story short, after some setbacks, she is doing okay. Thank God. She is recovering slowly. And I'm going to cry right now because I love her so much. And I am so excited to go home to Minneapolis this week and just spend so much time with her. And I'm like telling my friends, I'm like, I'm never going to be annoyed by my mom ever again. Like, I just want to cherish every moment with her. Okay. So anyway, so the reason that I'm doing this podcast this week is because of an experience that I had during a massage a few weeks ago. And this massage was actually the day before my mom went in for her heart valve replacement, which was mid-April. And, you know, going into the massage, I did a check-in with the massage therapist, and I was telling her that I was really had a lot of fear and anxiety about my mom's heart procedure that was happening the next day. And often when I get massages, I try and just be really present and be mindful of what I'm thinking and just kind of and not try and think about things. I know it's hard, but what's interesting is I've found is that I often get epiphanies. Well, not really epiphanies, but rather I get insights or creative ideas come to me. And, you know, typically I'm laying there and really trying not to think about anything except being like saying I like positive affirmations, saying I am statements in order to just be present in my body in the moment and be receptive to that, the healing of this human, the massage therapist who is working their magic. And so this particular massage, I started saying I am affirmations to myself, and I said I am love and I am grateful. And I was allowing myself to feel, what does it feel like in my body when I embody love, when I say I am love? And what does it feel like when I say I am grateful? And then I thought, well, what about instead of I am grateful, what about thinking and saying and feeling I am gratitude? I am gratitude. And when I felt that, envisioned that, and it actually wasn't, I didn't see like a images, it was more in my body. I am gratitude. I felt this expansiveness. It expanded the feeling and energy more deeply than simply saying, I am grateful. I am gratitude. Like, I equal gratitude. My energy, my body, who I am in this universe is gratitude. My being on this earth is gratitude. My being on this earth is love. And so I was realizing that what I was doing is instead of saying the adjective of grateful, I was saying the noun gratitude. And I thought, okay, I'm going to change these I am statements to mostly nouns. And so I am abundant to I am abundance. And I was like laying there doing this massage, like, holy shit, this really, I was feeling it. And so I created a mantra for myself that I was repeating over and over again during the massage. I am abundance. I am love. I am gratitude. I am healing. I am abundance. I am love. I am gratitude. I am healing. And then when I got home, I went straight to my journal and I wrote down these powerful I am statements. And it felt very profound and powerful. And so I'm excited to share it with you. And then I was thinking, okay, I want to do more. I want to go deeper. And so I said to myself, I am generous. And then I said, I am generosity. And then I wrote that down. And then I said, I am patient. And then I went to, I am patience. And I wrote that down. So again, patience is the noun form of the adjective patient, and generosity is the noun form of the adjective generous. And so, you know, for me, again, there's this subtle yet profound shift in energy saying that I embody, like my being is generosity. My being is patience. I am embodying generosity. I am embodying patience. And because I just, you know, I love the word expansive. I love it. And it feels that way to me. It really feels that way. It feels so open and it feels just so open to me and connected to more than just me. You know, I am grateful. Is great if you feel it and you're thinking it, but I am gratitude. Wow. Like, wow. So I was really able to go there that day on the massage table because I was super open and raw and full of emotion about my mom and feeling just, oh my God, just so emotional. And I just have really had been, you know, it was like at that time, it was like in the midst of eclipse season, I was feeling it hardcore, like super, like having so many dreams, like a lot of like just like spiritual, just feelings and like exploration. And so it felt easy for me to feel that expansive energy of these I am statements. And so I want to share what I wrote. In my journal that day, my I am statements, and focusing on the noun rather than the adjective when it worked. Okay, so here they are. Reading from my journal. I am abundance. Hey, you know what? You know what I think I'll do? I'm going to cry. How about I will say I'm abundance, and I'm going to pause for a second, and you can say that out loud, or you can think it in your beautiful brain. I am abundance. I am love. I am gratitude. I am healing. I am ease. I am prosperity. I am joy. I am connection. I am energy. I am generosity. I am fun. I am health. I am flexibility. I am the universe. I am kindness. I am compassion. So who are you? Think about your I am statements. Feel free to use all of those or some of those if they feel good to you. And really consider, you know, the more times that you say I am, you know, and insert whatever that is, that the more you identify with that trait and believe it is true for you. So, you know, if it feels inspiring, grab your journal and or pen and paper and, you know, write down at least 10 I am statements, or go back and listen to what I just wrote and what you may have just repeated. And you can write those down as well. And then sit with those I am statements for a minute and just see how it feels in your body. And I really encourage you to just continue to be aware of your I am statements in your daily life and catch yourself when, you know, there's any hurtful negative self-talk. And as I was organizing my thoughts for this podcast, I remembered that a while ago I saw this clip of Oprah interviewing Lady Gaga, and I was like, Lady Gaga said something like really profound. And I was like, oh my God, Lady Gaga, who I don't really follow. But and so I looked it up and I found this clip and I watched it again. And so Oprah asked Lady Gaga a question that she had said that Deepak Chopra had asked her. And so, and that question is, and who are you? And so Oprah asked Lady Gaga, who are you? And Lady Gaga took a moment to think, and she responded, I am everything. I am the whole universe. So are you. Wow, right? Wow. I am everything. I am the whole universe. So are you. It's like getting outside of ourselves and just that holy guacamole. I love it. Our words are so powerful. And, you know, we have the choice and the power to use them in ways that increase and enhance and develop our self-growth and our self-love and our self-compassion and our self-awareness. And, you know, when we are consciously utilizing this power of affirmation of an I am statement, it really can transform your life. I've said this 100 times over this podcast. It's just the way that we think and treat ourselves and speak about ourselves shapes our perceptions and our beliefs and ultimately our reality. So I am. I mean, we could even just stop with that I am and just sit with yourself. Just I am. I mean, hello. So thank you so much for joining me this week. I am full of gratitude for you and this podcast. And if you do enjoy this podcast, Positively Anti-Inflammatory, I would love it if you would share this episode or the podcast in general or another episode that you really loved. You know, share to your friends, family, coworkers, partner, your dog walker, you know, your veterinarian, so we can continue to expand and grow our Positively Anti-Inflammatory community. And I want to thank you so much for that. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.